Hello and welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight and music by Daniel François Esprit Auber, one of the most famous opera composers of 19th century Paris. The music you just heard is from the opera Le Duc de Lhone, sprightly and full of hummable tunes. Here's a bit more. Daniel François Auber was born in 1782, the son of a Paris print-seller. Although his father expected him to continue in the print-selling business after he died, Papa also allowed his son to learn music. At the age of 20, Auber was sent to London for business training, but had to leave England in 1804 when a major diplomatic treaty was breached, something Auber had nothing to do with. But he returned to France, where he would eventually become one of the preeminent opera composers of his day. Here is the mélodrame he wrote for his opera La Fiancée du Roi de Garbe, one of his least known operas, which perhaps explains why this is the first recording of this music. One reason for Auber's success was that he worked with an outstanding librettist, a man named Eugène Scribe, and it's hard to overstate how important that relationship was. Together they produced 38 stage works and seemed to have influenced many other great opera composers along the way, Richard Wagner modeled his opera Rienzi after one of Auber's works. And it seems that Verdi and Richard Strauss and Donizetti also took inspiration from what Auber and Scribe were doing. Here is the Act II entr'acte from La Fiancée du Roi de Garbe. Music from La Fiancée du Roi de Garbe. In 1805, at the age of 23, Auber became a pupil of Luigi Cherubini. Cherubini would go on to become the director of the Paris Conservatoire, a post that Auber himself took over some 20 years later, and then in 1857, Napoleon appointed him as his chapel master in charge of music. Today, the road leading up to the beautiful Opera Garnier is named Rue Auber. Here is the overture to his opera Le Filtre. Thank you. Fra Diavolo is probably Auber's most famous opera. It was first produced at Paris's Opéra Comique in 1830 and played more or less continuously until 1911. The story is loosely based on the life of the Italian guerrilla leader Michel Pezza, who was active in southern Italy in the early 1800s and who went under the name of Fra Diavolo, Brother Devil. The opera must have had an international following because in 1933, the American comedic duo of Laurel and Hardy did their own version using Auber's music, but with the story changed a little bit to suit their great talents. This included changing the names of the two lead characters to Stanlio and Olio. But it is indeed the Fra Diavolo story, so here's the overture of the opera with a tip of the hat to Laurel and Hardy. That was from Auber's opera Fra Diavolo. The Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra, featured on this album, is one of the foremost and oldest symphony orchestras in the Czech Republic, based in the historical province of Moravia. During its long history, they've performed and recorded a wide range of repertoire and have done about a half dozen recordings for Naxos. At the helm on this recording is Dario Salvi, the British-Italian conductor, researcher, and musicologist who's an expert with a particular interest in opera, operetta, and forgotten works by the well-known Strauss family and their contemporaries, people like Suppe, Kalman, Meyerbeer, Humperdinck, and in this case, Auber. Here they are with more Auber, La Fête de Versailles.
Thank you.
listening to music by Daniel François Esprit Aubert and performances by the Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Dario Salvi. Recorded in the city of Olomouc in the Czech Republic, which is home base for the Moravian Philharmonic. It's all on a new Naxos album, which is volume 4, dedicated to the music of Aubert. Naxos catalog number 8.574143. To go out, here's the ending of the overture to Actaeon, Aubert's one-act telling of the story of the goddess Diana and the young hunter Actaeon. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.